Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Thy love, oh, Shannon, allow me to recap real quick.
Thy love.
So I found a book at the airport a few weeks ago called Red Rising. I read the book. First book I actually fell in love with, I actually read at home.
You read this book with a voracious appetite. I mean, it was keeping you up.
Oh, yeah.
You read it twice.
I read it twice because it was so good because I wanted to see if I missed anything. And, and then so then I got so into it that I was like, who's this person that captivated my attention?
Mm-hmm.
And his name was Pierce Brown. So I said, who's Pierce Brown? So I started researching Pierce Brown. You know, and I blogged about it. I talked about the book. And then our producers saw my blog, and they decided, hey, let's surprise JC.
So we told you all week we were going to have your latest man crush on the phone. And, you had, and you have so many that you had no idea who it was going to be. And I know you worked out hard the day before. And then we got him on the phone to surprise you a couple weeks ago.
And after that phone call, a bromance erupted.
Was it a two-sided bromance?
I don't know, Kelly, because we finally met over the weekend, and I feel like Pierce Brown and I, author of Red Rising, please buy it, and I are best friends now.
Yes, he lives in L.A. We were there, and after our long weekend, we managed to, you know, we all make the time for the things we want to do.
So, because our weekend was packed, but you did find time to squeeze Pierce Brown in.
I find time for my best friends, you know. And here to embarrass me further, Kelly wanted to get Pierce Brown on the phone again. Hi, Pierce.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, but early the more important question is, how are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm still recovering from the mandate, not the onion rings I ate.
We got to get to that, Pierce.
The mandate? Wait a second.
So much fun, huh, Pierce?
I was also there.
I mean, Jenna was there, too, but let's be real. I mean, my priority was JC.
You know what?
So
facts is facts.
So far, this call's going great.
This is Big Al, so I wasn't
there. It's going great, except I'm finding out that you had other man crushes before me. I'm a little distraught about that, I think I can move past it.
You expect there to be no relationships before you? You're such a girl.
I have a past. Don't judge me by my past.
I'm sensitive, though. You know, and I know JC is, too, so maybe it's a good matching.
Right.
Well, here's the thing. JC was so nervous before you got there. He was questioning his every move. And one of the things that bothered him the most was he was texting, and you'd write back these very brief one- and two-word responses.
Yeah, Pierce, you were
and
the
he
dude.
Got real paranoid.
You were
and he,
the dude.
And so I guess the question, you know, did that worry you in any way? Did you think...
Psycho.
You know, that was a little odd that he was writing you these novels, or did you think he was more like a 13-year-old girl?
I was most more worried about it. Like, I was wanting to relax night, and he was saying that his friend or Jenna's friend was spinning at a club, and I was like, oh, no, I really got to elevate my game to go to a club. So I was trying to, like, actually get my game face on, and then they said they were at the hotel bar, and I was really relaxed. And I guess I didn't realize I was doing one- or two-word answers until I looked back on it. And I think it looks like I was playing hard to get.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Well played.
Well, I'm going to be Chuck Willery here.
And now I know how well it works. I mean, I'll do it again.
We're talking with Pierce Brown, who's the author of Red Rising, who's my favorite author. And we finally met over the weekend. And Kelly wanted to do a follow-up.
Yeah, what was your first impression of JC, Pierce?
Well, I heard him yell my name, and I turned over to him. And it's pretty easy to find out which one he is, because he's halfway leaning towards me with his drink in his hand, like almost half waving.
Now, were you nervous? I mean, did you have those little butterflies in your tummy like JC had before that first eye-to-eye contact?
Wow.
I think I was just surprised that all three of you look like you shouldn't be on radio but on TV.
Oh,
look at you. Look at you.
Very nice of you to say that.
Wow.
See, he's not only complimenting you, he's complimenting your wingman.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. See? That's how you do it right
there.
He's good with words.
Oh, yeah. Jen was all decked out in a white dress. She was escalating her game, that's for sure.
Yeah, stepping it up.
Yeah, we didn't talk about this. When Pierce showed up, Jenna was in her white dress, and she goes, all right, I can finally go change because Pierce saw me in my dress.
Yep, she made her first impression.
No, it's because I know we decided to go to a bar, and my feet hurt so bad, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go change and get some pants.
So,
yeah, I think didn't you keep the same shoes on, though?
What did I do? I had already changed shoes.
Yeah.
I already know that.
It was a very complicated day, yeah.
I wanted you to go ahead and see me as a potential bride, but he only had eyes for JC.
I was just also interested in the Canadian you were talking with so nicely. I think you guys stayed like till 12:30 though.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
Kelly.
He had some place to be, and he would rather talk to me. When you all left me there, I stayed with the Canadian. Yeah, the Canadians love me.
We invited you, Kelly. We invited you.
You did, whatever. You did not invite me.
But he, he had a sensitive soul. We didn't want to make him feel bad by taking you away from him.
Right. It's true. We had a very lovely conversation. So you did not go to the club, though. You instead went to a little burger house.
Mm-hmm.
I think you described it well, like a hipster burger house brewery.
Microbrewery.
Really cool.
You and JC split a burger?
No.
No, but here's the controversy, Al.
Lady in the Tramp style? No, we ordered sweet potato fries and onion rings.
There's the controversy.
Well for me.
There's the controversy.
Onion rings.
Let's talk about it.
Pierce, JC hates onions. He won't even kiss his wife if she's been near an onion. Mm-hmm. And yet he's sharing a plate of onion rings with you. What do you think that says?
I think that he wanted to just be easy to please. I don't know.
It's just like the girl on the date, you know? You're like, oh, yeah, I like this beer. Right. Or I like this. Oh, yeah, I love that. I love whiskey.
Yeah,
sure.
That sounds wonderful. But, it was okay. Sweet potato fries were good. And I quickly realized that I was the only one eating the onion ring. So I realized there would be no kissing with either Jenna or JC. So they all got really relaxed and we all just opened up.
So this sort of was like a double date with you being the common denominator, I guess.
Oh, no. Jenna was much more interested in Margot Robbie on the TV. The Wolf of Wall Street was playing.
Yeah,
okay.
The movie was playing.
Hold up. That's only because you guys started having such heart-to-hearts about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Margot Robbie's naked on the screen. And I'm like,
we're too busy.
All right.
Are you telling me JC was not even watching naked Margot Robbie? He was so into Pierce Brown.
JC had his back to the TV. I was sitting next to Pierce.
Here's the thing. If you're just joining us, we're talking to my new best friend, Pierce Brown, my favorite author. Yeah, I figured I'm just creating this new friendship, so I might as well give all my attention to this person. Since we're going to be best friends.
JC, we had that moment where we were going back and forth and everything we liked, and we have identical Chipotle orders.
Yeah.
We like complimentary Ninja Turtles. You like Michelangelo. I'm Donatello.
See?
Yeah. You don't like onion rings, so that's good for me.
More for him.
I bet you even like Medieval Times.
Oh
yeah, he'd
love Medieval Times.
He'd love for you to feed him with your hands. So no. I'm getting the impression you guys are at this burger house, sitting at a booth, and Jenna said that you're sitting next to her,
right.
Pierce. So I guess JC is sitting across from you, gazing into your beautiful brown eyes.
Blue.
Oh. Blue eyes, yeah.
Blue, wow.
Very blue.
And the conversation is going pretty well. What are you thinking? Like, are you thinking about the next stop in your date, or what are you thinking?
It's not a date.
Like, where this might end up.
It's not ending up, no.
I was just wondering if he was going to drive me home.
Right. Yeah, I see that.
Jenna,
seriously. Seriously, Pierce.
We're in the age of Uber, which is the greatest invention ever. So.
Right. And they have that out in LA.
Everything great because you can do the bro fist bump, then hug, bring it in for a hug.
Hug it out.
Do pat, and then say goodbye,
Yeah.
If you had to list your favorite, you grew up listening to JC. This is JC's first experience with a younger man.
Right.
Yeah. What would you say are your favorite qualities about JC?
Mm-hmm.
Well, to be honest, I was just actually surprised how nice he was.
Mm-hmm. He's a caring guy.
Yeah, he was really nice. And
gentle.
I think that also how earnest he was.
I love earnest.
Yeah.
I think Pierce found us refreshing.
Those are all the qualities that are similar to the character in the book, Roke, which he is most similar to.
Yeah. Told you that.
He's told us that repeatedly, actually.
JC's not a hit-and-quit kind of guy. I mean, he wants a long, lingering relationship.
Now, JC, how did Pierce surprise you?
That's a rare thing now, right?
Right.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But how did Pierce surprise you, JC? Was he everything you expected?
Because I watched that movie, Fault in Our Stars, and in that movie, the girl meets her favorite author, and it did not go so well.
Right.
So I was so thrilled that my favorite author was not only super nice, but actually went out of his way to come meet me and then hung out with me for a couple hours. And then we had so much in common. That's what blew my mind away. It was like I was talking to a buddy that I've had for 10 years. Yeah, not a soulmate, a buddy that I've had for like 10 years.
Why can't you be soulmates with a buddy?
You can be.
You can be.
Man.
We're man mates. Right now.
We're like soul man mates.
Soul man.
Yeah, platonic life partners. Yeah.
So Pierce, you're JC's mandate at this point. I guess the question everybody wants to know is, will there be a second date?
You know, I think there might have to be. I haven't been back to Dallas in a long time, and there's a lot of food I've been missing.
Right.
Peggy Sue's Barbecue, Jack's Burger House, and you get back in there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
Who better to do it with?
Me. But you told JC that you wanted to take Jenna out for yogurt.
Because Jenna hates yogurt.
He knows me so well.
Well played, Pierce. Yeah.
Now, if I took Jenna out for Mr. Was it Tiger's Blood? And what was the other one, Jenna?
Oh, he's so good.
He remembers
shaved eyes. He knows how much I love shaved eyes because I can't have yogurt. Yeah. I do love barbecue as well, and no one will ever eat it with me.
You've never asked me anything.
There we have it then. No yogurt, no shaved eyes. We'll do barbecue.
Well, we're very...
JC?
Oh, yeah.
We're more than welcome to come and not have onion rings.
I will come.
We're very excited this went as well as it did, JC. I know how much it meant to you.
Yeah, I'm glad a friendship came out of this. Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more at some point.
It would be, it is an actual friendship because when you start talking about high school football injuries, you have a friend.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. See?
JC, do you kind of wish that you hadn't already gotten married so Pierce could be your best man?
Oh, I would move to LA and be Pierce's roommate. What? Okay. I could be like,
I don't like
not
roommates.
Like,
I don't got like weird. Roommates, but I would consider it.
Just got weird.
We'd watch stuff with others all the time. It'd be great.
Well, if you want to find out why JC was so intrigued by Pierce Brown, pick up a copy of his book, Red Rising. It's being turned into a movie, and you want to know, you want to be the one in the theater saying, this movie doesn't compare to the book. The book was so much better.
Because he wrote the script, so it'll be just as good.
Still, the book is always better.
Hey, Pierce, I think I'm going to write this book called Third Wheel. Will you buy it?
I will if there's an onion ring on the front rolling.
All right, Pierce.
Thanks for taking the time waking up early, man.
Good talking to you.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
All right.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Let me just preface this by saying I love my wife.
Oh, boy.
I do. I really do.
It's going to get juicy here.
And we've had it on the show. We had some couch drama in the past. I was wondering if you, by chance, have ever lied to me about the purchase price of something.
Absolutely. You know how we got that new couch in the front room?
The couch?
Well, I said it was like, I think, $500 or $600, but it was really like triple that.
Triple?
Ooh.
Not including the pillows, too.
Oh, this is so funny. So, Kinsey's into renovating right now. My wife, Kinsey, likes to fix things up and make the house look nice, which is fine.
Yeah. And then, you know what? With women, because they're home a lot, and so they like to, a lot of women like to redecorate.
She's a stay-at-home mommy, and she works with her boutique, so she makes some money, too. And you know what? If she likes a couch, and she wants it in the front room, cool. I like that couch. It's very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So
describe this couch for me. I mean,
the couch that she bought.
The one that you like so much.
The one that I like so much. Yeah. Well, I'll get
jumping
to that.
Jumping ahead
a
little.
Okay,
bit.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Let him go.
So now we're moving on to couch drama number two.
Uh huh.
Kelly, Jenna, and I are on our way to the airport on Sunday to head back home.
Yeah.
Because Al had already left us in the dust.
Because Al ditched us.
Yeah. Per usual.
Sure.
And I call Kinsey.
Uh huh.
And I'm talking to Kinsey, and she goes, oh, guess what? I'm like, oh, she sounded very excited, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, what? What's up? And she goes, I sold the couch. And I said, which couch? Because we have a little playroom.
Yeah.
And then we have the front room. So I'm thinking she didn't sell the couch she bought because she was really in love with that couch.
You could hear the sound in her voice. Yeah. She was giddy.
And she was really giddy, and I don't think she'd be giddy about selling that couch because she loves it.
Mm-hmm.
The only other option is the couch that I love, the couch that I bought 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That's my couch. That's what I watch football on.
That's my couch.
It's my man couch. Okay, it's like a sectional couch. And it's
describe
just cool.
this couch.
Yeah.
It's a sectional.
Leather?
So it's got, no. It's I don't like leather.
But it's one of those, like, just sleep on it.
Yeah.
And it's huge.
You know, it's got those lounge chairs on
I
each side.
Yes.
And then it's got the love and seat in the middle. And you could,
a great
you
couch.
Could put it in different parts.
I mean, because if you can sit on it, the couch that I have, that I love, I can just sit on it any kind of way.
Right.
It's oversized. And once you got a perfect couch, there's nothing like
Kelly,
it.
Kelly, you sat on this couch numerous times.
I have held both your children on this couch.
This couch, there's
I've
memories.
Sat on this couch. I love it.
That's where Kelly watched Kinsey breastfeed one time.
Yeah.
I've done all sorts of things on that couch.
All sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Kinsey, unbeknownst to you, up and sold the couch.
Well, are you out of town?
Yeah.
She sold that couch. Now, had there been any discussion about selling this couch?
There was slight discussion.
And you said no.
I'd prefer to keep my couch type discussion.
So just like one and done discussion.
Right,
like,
right, right.
Brought it up. Nah, I think I'll keep it. Okay.
You weren't adamant. You weren't like.
Yeah, I was. If we need to, we need to.
Furniture's expensive, and if you don't need something new for a particular reason, then it's kind of hard to justify getting something new.
And this one's all broken in. It knows what your butt, you know, the contour of your butt is like.
This couch is a good couch. Yeah. I mean, it's probably the most expensive thing I've bought from a house.
I'm with you.
There's a greater issue here, though.
Yeah.
Let's get into the price.
She sold it for way less than it's worth.
Like way,
way, way, way less.
Let's just pick a figure out of the air. Like if it was worth $5,000,
okay,
and she sold it for half of that,
$500.
10%.
Those aren't the prizes, but that's what I'm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right.
So here to explain why she did that is Kinsey.
Oh.
Hi, babe.
Good morning. Hi.
she's laughing. She's in a good mood.
So what was happening that day? You sold
Kinsey,
the couch.
We gotta know because we were shocked. Why did you sell the very expensive couch for such a low price?
I get antsy because I'm here all day sitting and looking at everything. I'm like, I just want to get rid of it. I don't want to look at it anymore. Mm-hmm. We need to get a sofa sleeper because Chloe needs her own room now. She's getting older. We're having family come in town and stay with us, so we need to get a sofa sleeper. And this couch that JC went out and bought on his own a couple years ago is way too big for this house. We bought it when we were renting, and now we own our house, and so it's way too big.
But this is my couch. This is where I get home and I get
in my
underwear.
Did you just glaze over that part or gloss over it? Whatever you want to say. You bought that couch without even talking to her about it first.
I told her I was going to go buy a couch.
But it was the
You didn't discuss it. You didn't ask her preferences. You didn't discuss price. Nothing. You just showed up with this big, monstrous couch.
Right.
Yeah. The biggest one you could probably find at that store.
I like big.
That's such a guy thing.
It's big.
But wait a minute. It's a sectional. You say it's too big. You can just take a section out. It's a sectional.
Where are you going to put the section?
She wants a sleeper.
No, this isn't a sleeper. But yeah, we need to get a sleeper. But it looks ghetto because we have like stairs that go into our one-car garage converted den. Oh. And you can't even put one of the chase lounges on it.
Yeah.
Because it's too big.
So trying to have you
the
back,
chase lounge sitting out in another room.
Well, you never know. I might get a bigger house maybe one day.
Hey, I understand your motivation for selling and getting something that fits your house better, but I think the price was the problem.
It was the price.
I think you could have probably gotten a lot more money for it, right, to put towards another couch. So why did you give these people such a great steal?
I always tell people, I always think in my head, well, what would I pay for it? And then I think, well, I mean, it is a two-year-old couch that kids have been on, and I mean, it's not dirty, but, you know, I mean, it's a used couch.
On top of the price, because my wife, if you're tuning in, sold my favorite couch when I was in L.A. for a very, very, very nice price for the people that bought it.
Well, it's just in Kinsey's defense. Now she's kind of winning me over with her arguments.
Well,
you didn't pay full price for that couch either. So she sold it for 10% of what you would have paid for it if you hadn't paid that really great deal. So in essence, she really didn't sell it for that much less than you paid for
it. Because what these people
But
it's his favorite couch.
It's my couch.
Where he watches
and
the game.
We spent $200 to clean it. So then that's $200 docked on the price that we pay, that we're getting.
How many charger games?
I'm starting to see Kinsey's side on this.
How many charger games have you watched on this couch?
Oh, Al. 32.
Padre
33.
Games. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Kinsey, this would help. Did you negotiate with the people, or is the price that you advertised it for what they bought it for?
Yeah, that's what they bought it for.
Because it was such
a
good deal.
They came over with their mom. And
yeah.
They had a little boy that was playing in Jason's room. And I just thought, okay, I'm not going to, like, upcharge them. They're just going to pay what I put on there.
And the kicker was, I get home, and I'm told that my couch is gone, right? And that's fine. Kelly and Jenna were like, you're taking this actually pretty well.
We were really surprised.
Yeah, and I get home, and she goes, and he might come on Wednesday. So if you're home, I told him that you would help him move the couch out.
You got to put it in the truck?
Yeah, I got to say bye to my little baby, like help carry the baby out. It's like, you want to take my wife and my children well, sir?
Couldn't you maybe ask him for another $100 or $200
or something? No, it's sold.
It's too late. Now you can't go back.
I'm not going to do that. You know, they just got their new house, and hopefully they take care of my couch the same way I did.
Hey, well, we're getting a new couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you already found it, or you got your eye on one?
Oh, yeah, I found it. And guess what? It's the same amount as what I sold the other couch for. It's brand new.
It's way smaller.
How about that?
That's the way to do that.
It has a bed on it.
Have you checked the butt situation on that new couch, though?
What about, it's a Sofia Vergara edition, so I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Oh, you're going to be, like, in essence, sleeping on Sofia Vergara.
Kind of, but I'm a little upset because I don't get the free TV with this deal.
Mm.
So,
room.
I don't get the free deal with the TV. Yeah. So,
but there's a free TV with the couch.
So if you buy a certain amount,
I think if you buy the whole room set up, you know, like
they
multiple
give you a free,
pieces,
50-inch TV or something. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I still love you, babe.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Like she's really, she's really fine. She's getting what she wants. She's
home good.
Okay.
Bye.
No, no. She goes shopping for the house every day. Bye.
Bye.
Like, what could we possibly? We're going to turn into hoarders. We want to know what your significant other, or maybe a coworker, your
somebody
parents,
threw away.
What they threw away behind your back.
Or what they stole, what they threw away. My girlfriend, you guys remember this story about my girlfriend and I going to this charity thing, and we had this big oversized bottle of wine that I was adamant about keeping in the bar, and she was adamant about not having it in the bar because it was a brand new bottle of wine.
Yeah.
I went out of town. I had my bottle of wine sitting right there on the shelf in my bar. When I came back, it was gone.
Where was
she had gone in and jacked my bottle of wine. It's in her refrigerator. She stole it.
But you still have it.
Yeah, she didn't get rid of it. See, that's
she different. She took it from me.
Different.
She took it from me.
Okay. My mother's bad. This is where I get my need to throw things away and get rid of stuff. My father, when he was about 2 or 3 years old, went with his daddy, my granddaddy, to the general store. They go like once a week. And my daddy found this little rocking chair. The general store. This is way back. So my daddy's sitting there in a little rocking chair and he refused to leave it. Like when my granddaddy was ready to go, my daddy pitched a fit. And so my granddaddy bought him this rocking chair. It was a very big deal. They didn't have a lot of money. My daddy saved it. My grandmother saved that and gave it to my daddy to give to me when I was a little baby. My mother painted it red and wrote my name Kelly on the back, this little rocking chair. And I was like, I'm going to save that and give it to my daughter one day.
Yeah.
My mother sold it at a garage sale
when
I was away at college. But here is the rub.
What?
Her half-sister knew what my mama was doing and knew my mother was crazy, so she bought it and held on to it and gave it back to me.
Whoa, well done by her. Nice.
My mother's going to give away my daddy's rocking chair.
That's generations.
He got when he was like 2 or 3 years old. Isn't that crazy?
That's
but my
general
mom's
store.
Like that. She just gets in these cleaning moods and starts giving away
more
these things.
Sentimental value. Yeah.
Sentimental value. It's still sitting in my daughter's little room, and she's going to give it to her child.
Yeah. I'm glad she did that. That's great that she did that
but
for
you. We're all about getting rid of stuff.
Yeah,
though.
I know you are. You do your
stuff. Yeah, because if a woman doesn't like the aesthetics of something, but the guy, like, it could be a chair that's just ripped apart, you know, with stains, but the guy loves it,
and
it's an eyesore. Yeah, I think that's when women want to get rid of stuff.
Let's go to the phones. Andy, what'd you get rid of that belonged to your wife?
5 pounds of frozen brown bananas.
But that makes such good banana bread, Andy.
Why'd you get rid of them?
Because there was no room for anything else in the freezer. She went away to look after her mother, and my son and I sabotaged the fridge, put them in the composter so we could put food in there.
So what was the payback for that when she got home?
Ooh, about a month of
frigidness. yeah, we know what that means.
She was the freezer.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was not fun times. I was a little surprised, but it's all good now.
Yeah, and she really was attached to those bananas.
Yeah, that's 5 pounds of bananas, Kelly. Did you get anything for it?
Just threw them away.
No.
You can sell them.
You could sell
them to the animals. You threw it in the composter.
Just going Craigslist. He could have sold them. You could have sold them, Andy. You missed out.
You can sell anything on Craigslist. That's true, but
yeah. I'll at least make a little money so she doesn't get that mad. Camila, what'd you get rid of?
Well, it wasn't me. It was my husband.
What did
he
do?
He pretty much got rid of all my coats, but like two, the ones that I used the most, and some of my shoes. I only realized he got rid of them when I started seeing other people wearing them, like my cousin wearing my shoes and my aunt wearing my coats. And I'm like, I have those. And my husband was like, yeah, by the way. And
oh, dang.
Well, what was his reason for doing that?
He just said he was like, you never really wear those. You only wear, like, these two coats over here. Because, you know, you always have those that you always wear.
Yeah.
And then the other ones, depending on the outfit, whatever. You don't wear them every day.
Oh, goodness.
And you know what's sad? He didn't even get any money for it. You at least got some money for that couch.
Yeah, true.
Man, I would I would divorce a man.
If you got rid of your codes?
Yeah, I have never worn that. It has tags on it, but I want it in there because I might wear it one day.
You never know. We go in there and look at y'all's closet, and we just get mad.
But we hear of women.
All this stuff.
We hear of women doing that to men because they get sick of those old college T-shirts or something that are covered in food stains and holes. But I've never heard of a man going through a woman's wardrobe like that.
I didn't either. I thought that was what girls did to us. Yeah, Kanye.
Remember? Kanye did it to him. Yeah, but he was replacing it with things.
This one stings a little, I bet. Ken, what happened?
I had a dog for a year, and I met a woman, got married, came home one day, and I didn't have a dog.
Oh, that's a country song.
So I asked her what happened, and she said it ran away. And a couple of years after getting a divorce, I found out from the sister that she actually took it to the pound.
Oh, man.
Why would she do that?
Well, she's an ex-wife.
Yeah.
So she hated that
dog. Was the dog biting your flip-flop?
She what, honey? What'd you say?
Oh, she just wasn't a good one with anything. But she told me she loved the dog at first and was fine with it.
Yeah.
And once she moved in, the dog was out.
Man, I hope the dog found a great home, though.
I'd marry her again just so I could divorce her again.
Yeah, just double time.
Jeez. Brian wrote us on Facebook. He said, I would never get rid of any of my wife's stuff, but I do get my 10-year-old son to throw it away. His idea of cleaning is to throw everything in the trash anyway, so it works out great. My wife asked where it went, and I blame him. She yells at me a little bit, but not nearly as bad. And she won't yell at him at all, so I get off better.
I've done that a couple times.
Oh, blame it on the kid.
I let Kaysen take some to the trash that I don't want that's in the house.
Uh-huh.
And then he throws it away, and then it's not me. It's off my hand.
Yeah, that's bad.
Well, he likes throwing stuff away. Just give him the option if you want to do it. It's fine. We're talking about what your significant other or coworkers or your parents threw away behind your back when you're out of town or not at home. Kim, what happened?
My husband threw about 10 pairs of my shoes away.
Shoes.
Because he hated them? Because they stink? What?
No. He just said I had too many pair of shoes, and I went on a business trip without him, and I think he did it for spite. But I can't argue too much with his reasoning because I didn't realize they were gone for about 4 or 5 months.
Oh. You got that many shoes? Jeez.
Well, duh.
Women have shoes you wear for special occasions. You don't have a special occasion all the time.
Right.
And boots.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are all sorts of genre of shoes. So.
Men will never understand.
They don't get it.
Yeah, we don't get it.
Yeah,
we
they don't. Because you guys think, like, oh, you can have one pair of brown shoes, one pair of black shoes, one pair of running shoes. You don't understand the need we have for
different
the
heel
variety.
Heights, different heel widths, open toe, closed toe, patent, matte leather. I mean, I could have 10 pairs of black shoes and still need more.
Men need to understand that our wardrobe is an extension of our personality. So,
Amen.
Amen, sister.
I'm glad you were able to hold that marriage together. You're a good woman.
I am. So far.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We play at the same time every single day, so you should not miss your name being called.
Gotta listen.
If you want to get in on this $1,000, sign up at KidNation.com. Also, for the ladies, Nick Jonas is going to join us.
Yeah, ladies.
Jonas will join us.
Yeah, less than an hour away. So he'll play his new song, Jealous. That's a little taste right there. That's all we'll give you for now because we're going to play it more later.
Jonas will join us.
That's a little tease right there.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Shannon, hit that thing again.
It's time for Tag Team Trivia, brother.
The very last second.
Telling you.
Looks like we have Brittany Wardlaw on the phone with us right now. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Did you not hear your name the first time?
What were you doing?
I did not hear my name.
What are you doing right now, Brittany?
I'm driving into work.
Oh, who do you have to thank for calling you to tell you your name was called?
Cindy Holloway and Sandy Tilly. Tag
team
me.
There you go.
Great.
It takes a village.
All right. Well, then you might want to give them a little bit of your first winnings because you automatically win $500 for being the first one to call in.
Yeah, take them to dinner.
Take them to lunch.
But now you have the chance. Yeah, but now you have the chance for $1,000. But you got to pick a partner. You got to pick one of us.
All
and
right.
Unfortunately, not that you were going to choose me anyways, but I'm off limits because I was chosen yesterday. So you can choose Kelly, JC, or Big Al to be your tag team trivia partner.
Or basically Kelly.
Kelly.
Yeah, JC.
You know, I'm very nervous about it. I don't. You know.
okay, I said this yesterday that I was going to pick Kelly because I got to go with my gut. So I'm going for Kelly.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, I hope I don't let you down. The questions are getting harder.
Brittany, to make us feel better, if Kelly was off the table, who would you have chosen?
If Kelly was off and I was available probably, with JC and Al.
I actually probably would have chosen Jenna.
Okay.
Yes.
So if Kelly and Jenna were both.
See, girls got it. Okay. Girls got it.
All right.
It's okay. My face don't even hurt anymore.
Let's bring in executive producer Mike.
Hey, Mikey.
Brittany, you just won $500, all right, just by calling in. Okay. Now, with each question asked, you can add $100 to your bank, all right? The categories that you'll have to choose from today are entertainment.
Good.
Animals. And arts and literature.
Kelly's really good at one of those.
Yeah, well, we're going to spin the wheel. You don't get to choose, unfortunately. Those are the categories on the wheel. Oh. Let's see what we got.
Are you ready, Brittany?
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Spinning the wheel.
Mike is spinning the wheel.
Come animals, on, entertainment, arts, and literature.
Are you good at animals, Kelly?
I don't know.
Oh, good.
Art, okay. Literature.
Art and literature is the category.
All right, let's hope for the best.
You're an English major, so that's kind of right up the alley.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Brittany, we're going to ask you 5 questions. You've already won $500 in tag team trivia just for calling in. It's that easy. Every question you answer correctly is going to get you an additional $100. If you don't know the answer, you can tag in Kelly, your partner.
Mm-hmm.
If she knows it, you get $100. If she doesn't, you stop. And whatever money you've won so far, you still get to take home. Are you ready?
I am ready. Let's do it.
Right, here we go.
Good luck, Brittany. Good luck to me,
The category is art and literature. Question number 1. This raunchy book became popular to the housewives and now is being turned into a movie set to release on Valentine's Day 2015. You have 10 seconds to decide if you're going to answer or if Kelly's going to answer.
I know that.
Kelly?
Okay, I'm happy to answer this one because I'm pretty confident. It's 50 Shades of Grey, Chuck.
That is correct!
His name's Mike.
Woo, go Kelly!
Woo-hoo, yes. Yay!
That was $100.
That was an easy one. Okay, now you're up to $600.
Here's Kelly reading the book.
Oh.
All right.
$600 so far, 4 questions to go, on your way to 1,000. Question number 2. Mm-hmm. Which book is considered the highest-selling book of all time?
Oh, I know this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I better know this.
Is it the Bible?
That is correct.
Yeah, Brittany.
Yay, Brittany. I would have said the same thing. We're on the same page. Good.
Yeah.
I got both of those.
Here's Kelly reading the Bible.
Would you have known that, Al?
I knew both of those.
You knew both of those, Al?
Yeah, I did too. The
greatest book ever read.
Al, so far, we're doing great.
Yeah, I had that one.
They get increasingly harder.
Cool.
Question number 3.
Mm-hmm.
This is for $800.
Oh, boy.
Which eccentric Dutch artist is known for chopping off part of his ear?
Oh, come on. I got that one.
You got 10 God. Seconds to decide if you're going to answer it or if Kelly's going to answer it.
Kelly?
I think it was Van Gogh.
That is correct!
Yep.
Woo!
Go Kelly.
Yeah.
And did you
I have no idea who that is.
Did you say eccentric or eccentric?
Eccentric.
I'm not sure what I said.
Here's Kelly talking to Van Gogh before he cut off his ear.
No.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I couldn't stop him.
Here we go. Question number 5. This is worth $900. Which famous blonde female icon did pop artist Andy Warhol make more portraits of than any other person? This is for $900. Tag team trivia. Do you want to answer it, or do you want Kelly?
I have no idea.
I'll read the question one more time.
Kelly, you know it.
This famous blonde female icon did, or which female famous female blonde icon did pop artist Andy Warhol do portraits of?
I'm kind of torn because I think it could be a trick question. Because there's two famous blondes I know that he loved, Marilyn Monroe and Blondie. Because he was very close to Blondie. But I'm going to go with my gut and say Marilyn Monroe.
For $900. That is correct.
Well done.
Yay!
Pretty well done,
Kelly. That was a good tag in.
All right,
here we go.
Kelly's ready.
This is the final question, tag team trivia. Brittany's playing with Kelly. Question number 5. In which Italian city is Michelangelo's famous Statue of David located? You have 10 seconds to decide if you're going to answer or if Kelly's going to answer.
The Ninja Turtle?
In Italy?
Which famous Italian city is Michelangelo's famous Statue of David located?
I gotta think of a city in Italy.
I think
Kelly,
I know.
You don't know?
Kelly.
How about...
Are you gonna answer?
Is it Venice?
Well, is that what you want to say, or do you want to...
You gonna answer?
Yeah, I'll go with Venice. Is that right?
Well,
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Oh. Oh. What was you upset, Kelly?
Kelly's hometown.
Well, Florence.
Yes. Florence. Yes.
Oh, wow. Come on.
I would be honest. I didn't know that one.
Well, that's... you won
$900. Yeah, there you go. So
I mean, that's
not
be depressed.
Yeah, right?
Let's not be depressed about that.
That's not too bad.
Not at all.
What are you going to do with that $900, Brittany?
Well, I've got a 3-month-old baby, so I'm going to buy him something really, really nice.
Aww.
There you go. Well, nice job, girl.
Congratulations. Have fun at work, because I know you're trying to get in there.
So, thank you. You know what?
Thank you.
Is your name spelled B-R-I-T-T-O-N-I?
It is.
But it's Brittany, correct?
Yes.
I didn't know if it was Brittany, if I was pronouncing it right, or if it was Brittany.
Brittany.
I thought it might
Everybody
be...
says Brittany. It's Brittany, though.
Okay. Here's what we need to learn from that, because Brittany, she admitted, I wasn't listening, but my friends were. Mm-hmm. So you all need to look out for each other. If you register for this contest on KidNation.com, let your friends know so you can all be looking out for each other and playing together.
Word. And register. Make sure you register.
Register.
So you can play. We
Kid
play at
Nation.
The same time every day, so you won't miss your name being called at 720 Central every single day, just like Brittany, and win $900.
There
good job,
go.
Brittany.
Thanks, Brittany.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You too.
You too, baby.
It's Brittany.
That was...
Well done, Kelly.
Well, I'll be honest. I was a little bit... I wasn't sure about
unsure.
That last one.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
News broke yesterday on TMZ Sports regarding an NFL football player, or former player now, regarding something that took place in an elevator in Atlantic City. His name is Ray Rice. And he was cut by his team and suspended indefinitely by the NFL based on new video of him punching his wife in an elevator. And
Then fiance,
yes. His
Knocking
coach
her out.
His coach talked about the decision to let him go.
After seeing something this morning, seeing the video this morning, we had a chance to get together and we had a meeting. It was not a long meeting, and we came to the decision that we came to release Ray. Had a chance to talk to Ray along with Ozzie. This afternoon after we did it. And, you know, I have nothing but hope and goodwill for Ray and Janae. And we'll do whatever we can going forward to help them, you know, as they go forward and try to make the best of it.
And here's a quick timeline if you're not familiar with the story. In February, he was arrested along with his then fiance, for a simple assault. Then a video was released of him dragging her unconsciously in a hotel
out of an elevator,
yeah. Then in March, she ended up marrying him. He was indicted also.
But they were supposed to be married in the summer.
Yeah.
The day after he's charged, they move up the wedding.
It was the day after he was charged.
Is that so a wife doesn't have to testify against her husband?
Maybe. Yes. Could be. Yeah.
He got a plea deal and all that. He ends up getting suspended for only 2 games by the NFL.
Two games.
And they now changed their policy on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's now if you commit it one time, it's 6 games. And if you commit it a second time, you're banned for life.
That's for physical assault.
Domestic assault.
Mm. That's not if you get into a fight at a bar. That's if you, your partner, your life partner.
And then the video is released of what actually took place in the elevator, which is one of the most disturbing videos I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Between a man who supposedly loves this woman.
He punched crap out of her. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
He knocked her unconscious.
This is the real issue. There were just failures all over, you know, all over the National Football League. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Ravens, who at the time they had a press conference, released her apology, you know, because she had said, you know, I'm sorry for my actions in this. And Ray never publicly apologized to her during the press conference. I just find it so hard to believe that someone in the NFL did not see the photo that was readily available that a tabloid site was able to obtain.
Right.
Elevator footage.
Because you said they said something yesterday regarding the NFL.
Yeah.
Who claimed they had not seen the video.
Yeah. I mean, Harvey Levin, who, you know, is the owner of TMZ and multiple high profile sports writers, you know, those that write for ESPN and well-respected writers, had said at the time before this got so much attention over the summer that they know that people went to the casino, that NFL, maybe not Roger Goodell himself, commissioner, that's what, because everyone's denying that they had seen the video. They knew about the incident, but it's almost like they turned a blind eye. But multiple sports writers have alluded to the fact that people, higher-ups right under Goodell in the NFL, have seen this video.
That would be the first
thing only reason
would go to.
Now they're doing this is because the video came out.
And that's a thing, because...
So are you saying it's okay as long as no one sees
it? Exactly, because you have Chris Brown, who... You know, a couple years ago, did the same thing to Rihanna. We don't know what took place between them, but
we saw the mugshot. We saw her brutalized face.
And she was
She's messed up.
That messed up pretty bad.
The difference there is that's on the punishment for a celebrity like that is on us,
right?
Because that's how they're making money,
right? So Ray Rice is going to lose his career most likely because of this, and he probably deserves that for what he did.
He deserves jail time.
He deserves jail time, but he's not going to get that. Meanwhile, Chris Brown has continued to make millions of dollars.
There's a difference, though, I think, in my opinion, because you're contractually, you know, you're signing up for a league that. You know, there's a standard of moral codes. You know, you're not allowed to use drugs. They don't tell them as musicians for the most part. I mean, unless you get caught.
Right.
Musicians abuse drugs all the time. But when you are part of a league like that, you have to abide by a certain code. You know, mm-hmm. you're signing a contract that you are going to
have a code of conduct. Yep.
Exactly. You're going to behave a certain way in the off season. You're going to behave a certain way as a teammate. And, you know, kids idolize you. And, so you're
saying
the NFL
is all about making money. They don't care if you've killed somebody.
Right.
Yeah, they don't care
right.
if you've been arrested how many times for drunk driving. They don't care if you've beat up your woman. As long as you're getting them points on the field. It's just
selling jerseys and everything else.
But these male athletes who were groomed from the start as these superstar athletes, even as, you know, children, you can see the beginning of a superstar athlete and young boys. They are never denied. They're never told no. Everything always goes their way. You know, you can almost not blame them for acting out the way they do because they've never suffered any consequences.
Keith Olbermann, doing the news yesterday, came out and said he thinks that Roger Goodell needs to resign.
It's bad.
Because whether he saw the video or not, or says he saw it, or
the
even if he really
facts.
Didn't, the fact is it was readily available. And he proclaimed at the time, he was like, I didn't handle it appropriately. And he said that he claimed that he, you know, dealt with all the facts he was presented with. Well, obviously not.
If there's a video of him taking his fiance off of the elevator, you would think, hey, rewind that a little bit. Let's see what happened just before he, you know.
I don't know. The Ravens coach seemed quite genuine, you know, when he talked about it yesterday. I'm not sure. Maybe he did not see the video, but I just find it hard to believe that no one in the NFL saw that.
Well, and a lot of news sites are reporting on this, and they're asking, why don't you just leave after...
Again, it's put on the woman. Why don't you leave?
And so the hashtag why I stayed started blowing up on Twitter.
Why I left as well.
There was a writer named Beverly Gooden, and she's the one that actually started this because she said she was reading the TMZ feed of all these women making comments like she's just staying with him for money. And she's like, gosh, when it comes to not even physical abuse, even just emotional abuse. So she's a writer, and she started this hashtag yesterday because she had just had enough and went on and on, like five different tweets in a row. You know, he said he would change. She promised it was the last time I believed him. He lied. Hashtag why I stayed. And this just blew up Twitter yesterday. Yeah. So, you know, if you're going through it, it's something very – you need to go read these tweets because I think you're going to realize – maybe you are in an abusive relationship and maybe it hasn't escalated to that point, but emotional abuse can be just as severe. You're
going
to find a lot of people that are probably echoing things going on in your life.
And it's up to the man as well to be sane enough to feel it getting to that point and be strong enough to walk away from
potential. Also, a man can say, she pushed me.
Right.
Then why are you staying in that relationship?
Then walk away.
Walk away from the relationship.
No,
sometimes not just from the argument. Sometimes you got to look at the relationship as a whole.
Yeah.
Some women are abusive towards their men.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not saying this instead. I'm saying some women are. They talk down to them. They berate them. They emotionally abuse. They withhold. They hit. Women hit too.
It's an unhealthy relationship.
It's unhealthy. So don't. You shouldn't stay if it's whether the woman's abusive or the man's abusive. But in this situation, it's bad because she is taking the blame for what happened to her, which I don't think is right.
No.
And she's falling into that victim's role again, which is what a lot of women do. They take the blame. Well, I shouldn't have pushed him. I shouldn't have said what I said. If only I had of, you know, not worn that dress, right. He wouldn't have gotten jealous and he wouldn't have hit me. You know, they put themselves in, it's my fault.
Yeah.
I think that's what happens a lot of times to women. They get brainwashed into believing it is their fault when it's really not.
Yeah, even the strongest of women
can be broken down.
She adds to this, it's very interesting. Beverly, who started the hashtag why I stayed yesterday, a writer, says, I stayed because my pastor told me that God hates divorce. It didn't cross my mind that God might hate abuse, too.
I just pulled it up. I just, you know, searched the hashtag why I stayed. One woman, because he would cry and I would feel guilty, broken ribs and all, because he said he would kill himself if I left.
Yeah.
These things really happen. One woman said why I stayed. I lived in hope that it would get better. Nothing more dangerous is the power of hope, where she would just hope it would get better.
This survey, it's a national survey of American women conducted by the Department of Justice. 51.9% reported experiencing physical violence at some point in their lives. That's half. Half of women in relationships.
I'm just so blessed I'm in the half that hasn't. Yeah, I've never, you know, I've never experienced it, so it's hard for me to judge why a woman stays.
I don't know. I know a couple, and I don't know for a fact. I know I've seen her with bruises, though, and I don't know them well. I know they come in every once in a while. And I'm like, if this is true, I mean, maybe she failed or something, but it just, it seems pretty obvious to me, just as a layman looking in.
Okay, so do you feel some responsibility to ask her about it and see if there's something?
Well, that was going to be kind of my question. Like, if you suspect that, what, as an outsider, what do you, can you ask that?
Is everything okay?
I think it depends on your level of relationship with her. You know what I mean?
If
you know of a friend in your life that's lying to you, yeah, I mean, I think turning a blind eye, just like the NFL has done, makes you equally as guilty as the person doing it. You need to intervene.
And if anything does come out of this, is that it creates the momentum and people are talking about it. And if you are in that situation or you're headed in that situation in that route, that there's people out there that will help you. Mm. And we actually will put those up on our website at kidnation.com, because if you're feeling, I know it's scary to ask for help at times, and the guy will tell you things that'll make you stay. But there are people out there that will help you, because you do not want to get to this point.
No, you're staying in that, man.
There's no need for
that. I just recommend go and search this hashtag, why I stayed, and then follow along why I left. And I think maybe it might, I don't know, gently in 140 characters or less, shed some light and make you realize that you are you have millions of tweets in common with something going on with you. And it's really, really, I don't know, mind-blowing how many women just started unleashing through Twitter.
Yeah.
Because it's a safe place, I guess, for them to go.
Yeah.
So we have those links up at kidnation.com. We also have signs to look for. Just take a look at it.
That's very important right there, what you just said. Signs to look for. Because maybe you're in a relationship where it hadn't got that to that point yet, but it might.
Yeah, the red flags you need to look for. And also, as an outsider, I believe, I haven't checked out yet, I mean, like domesticviolence.org, thehotline.org. Those are just a couple of examples. I'm wondering if there's, you know, if you're a friend and you think you're witnessing domestic violence, maybe it would give you things that you can look for and how you approach the situation. Yeah.
And if you really think that's the only person, this person that's abusing you, that's the only person that loves me. No, there are plenty of people that love you and will take care of you. You just need to reach out for them.
I'm just glad that, you know what? If we had never seen that video, that man would be playing football.
He'd have one more game and then he'd be playing.
Yeah. Thank you to whoever, TMZ, whoever's the one that finally posted that video for us to see how bad it truly was.
You get what you
seeing the body being dragged out of the elevator, we could have assumed a lot of things. She tripped and hit her head when she was taking a swing at him. We wouldn't have known the truth of what really happened, and now we know.
You know what? Hopefully he goes and gets help so this won't happen again in his life.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Yeah, that's a new song right there called Jealous. Who's singing? Nick Jonas.
A little. It's a different sound, isn't it?
It's R&B-ish. I like it. Our little boy's growing up.
Yep. His little voice is maturing.
He's done growed up.
Yeah, he's running a little late, but he should be calling the show here within the next couple minutes.
I'll save all my commentary for when he calls in.
Yeah, me too. But his song sounds awesome. I can't wait to talk to Nick.
Different.
Also, we've been giving money away. Lots of money away. Today we gave $900 to Brittany Wardlaw. Yesterday, Christy Sneed won $800 with Tag Team Trivia. Linda Heron won $700. And the first day we played with Kelly Raspberry and Shannon Simmons, she won $1,000.
We haven't hit $1,000 since, so we're hoping to do it again. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow.
So you go to KidNation.com and sign up, and then you pick one of us, to play Tag Team Trivia with.
Well, you know.
Everybody's... All the rest of y'all have been picked far, right?
Yeah, I've been picked twice.
You've been picked twice. Yeah. Jenna's been picked.
And Jenna once each, yes.
All right.
So, you know, your day's coming out.
All right. Yeah, no, it's cool, you know.
Probably
the next day after that, because then you're the only option.
I'm scheduled to be off Thursday, I think.
See, what happens is we reset at the beginning of the week, so everybody's available at the beginning of the week. And then each day somebody's picked. So tomorrow the only ones left are Al and me.
I'm going to run to the deli.
What if we didn't get any callers?
I'm going to run to the deli at that time.
On the day when Al's the only one left.
I'm not even going to bother.
Not yeah.
Hey, but it's at least $500 if they just call in, Al.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just calling in.
That's all you got to do. We play at the same time every day. All you got to do is sign up and listen at 7:20 Central. Make sure your name's called. Be the first one in within 10 minutes, and boom, $500 just like that.
Boom.
And then if Al answers the question wrong, then you still got $500.
You still got $500. But yeah, my feelings aren't hurt at all.
Al, what would you say are your, you know, your special categories that you feel very well?
Yeah, good question, Jenna.
You know, life.
Okay, that's probably
that is such a vague category.
Yeah.
Common sense.
No.
You know, days of the week. I know those pretty well. French. I took French for about 3 or 4 years.
Jenna, you took French.
If someone chose Al for the French category over me, I can't speak it fluently anymore. But I took it for 9 years, so I know some. I know some stuff.
Well, yeah. there is no French category.
Relationships.
Think this is gonna be a problem.
Relationships. I know those.
Oh yeah.
Business ownership. I know that a little bit.
Uh huh.
You know, there's some things.
What about categories that we
golden
would be
doodles?
Using
You know,
you're pretty good with
dogs.
Golden doodles.
Do you think you got the dogs category?
Dog category. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. On?
Yeah.
Oh, he's on. He's on now.
He's getting prepped right now. We got to
prep him for us.
You got to make sure Nick doesn't curse.
Prep the Nick.
Yeah.
It's not like we don't know him. I mean, he might not remember us, but.
No, he remembers us.
He's got to remember us.
Yeah.
We've known the Jonas Brothers since they were, I've been to the year 3000. Not much has changed, but they live underwater.
Yeah, they live underwater.
And their great, great, great grandmother
daughter
is doing fine. Maybe they sing in a different key.
Yeah, they do.
Uh-huh. And better.
But they live underwater. And your great, great, great granddaughter, she's doing fine.
Doing fine. Baby.
Yeah.
Nick, ready?
Still prepping. What are you prepping for? Surgery?
Just keep singing.
Yeah.
I don't know the rest of
it. 3,000.
I'm sure celebrities love that.
What was the other one they had? I'm sure Nick's going to love that we're playing Jonas Brothers songs when he's trying to.
Hey, that's what we should do.
He's trying to separate.
Walk down memory lane.
Well, yeah, SOS is pretty good.
I like that Love Bug song.
Oh,
let me see if we have that.
Love Bug
was great. See, that's when I got into the Jonas Brothers.
Love Bug. Gotcha. That's the one that sucked you in.
It sucked me in. That was my story of my life. Like how One Direction sucked me in with that.
Uh-huh.
Here it is. Over the edge, I'm just breathless. I never thought that I'd get this. Love Bug again.
Yeah.
That's at a concert, by the way. That's not from the album.
Maybe it's from their live album.
That's right.
That's right.
I can't get you something out my mind.
Yeah, I've seen them in concert a time or two.
Twice. Joe sprayed
three
me.
Times, actually, because they came and played for the Kids concert.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So three times.
I went to the big one, and Joe sprayed me with whatever foam they
had.
That's
right. JC got floor seats when they had the big, when they were just opening. Was that? That wasn't the first concert at that stadium, was it?
It was the second one, I think. The first one was George Strait, I think.
Yeah.
And then the second was the Jonas Brothers.
George closed it. Was he the first one?
I think he was the first one.
Yeah. Well, he closed his tour. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
My little niece came in from South Carolina. She wanted to meet. She was really hoping I would let her meet Joe.
Uh-huh.
And then they were going to fall in love. And when
that didn't happen,
she went home and got engaged to her boyfriend, and now they're married. But it could have been Joe.
Well, here to talk about his self-titled album that's going to be released on November 11th. And his music video is going to premiere on September 16th, which is his 22nd birthday, by the way.
So what a coincidence.
Happy early birthday, Nick Jonas.
Thank you. What's up, guys?
What's happening?
Who do you remember the most out of us?
Who do I remember? All of you. I can't pick favorites.
Yes, you can.
I'm from a family of brothers. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Well, we all have our favorite Jonas brother.
Oh, we do?
Oh.
Nick, you really don't think your parents play favorites with you guys?
I hope they didn't. That would make me feel pretty sad.
No, yeah. That surprises me because I know for a fact my parents prefer my sister over me.
Well, she's great.
She's a great girl. I mean, I don't blame them. I like my sister more than I like me.
I've never met your sister, so I can't comment. I like you more than your sister.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Nick Jonas. I appreciate
the love
that.
You never got from your parents.
Thank you, Nick Jonas.
Well, Nick, tell me about this new jam you got out.
Ooh, there it is.
There it is.
Jealous. Yeah, so this is very exciting for me. Basically, while I was shooting this TV show called Kingdom the last couple months, I made a record, solo record, and really kind of dug deep and went there with it and tried to pull up some of my, you know, my influences, like Stevie Wonder, Prince, but also some more modern stuff like The Weeknd and Frank Ocean, things that inspire me right now.
Yeah,
and make a record that I love listening to, and Jealous is the first single off the record, and it's been an amazing launch so far.
So this is about how you feel when dudes are looking at your girl, though, like
this
for
one,
real.
This Jealous. One song is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the story with Jealous is basically we were out one night, and some guy was looking at it for a little bit too long, uncomfortably long, and I was in the process of shooting this show, so I was all hyped up on that. Testosterone from the fighting I was doing.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, why don't I be more productive instead of causing an issue here? And so I went the next day, wrote this song. And I think the thing that's been cool is opening the conversation up more than anything, more than just my experience, is that, you know, jealousy is in your head for the most part when you're in a relationship. You know, my girl's amazing, giving me no reason to be jealous, but sometimes you just build it up in your head. And I think guys are afraid to talk about that sometimes. But this song kind of mind tricks you a little bit and gets you vibing out first so that you're opening up to this big, you know, conversation about jealousy.
Because still, if he's going to look at somebody's woman, you might as well look at a Jonas Brothers woman.
No, but that's what I've never understood.
Well, especially when it's Olivia Culpo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She was Miss Universe in 2012, but that's the thing I don't get about guys. Guys want to date hot girls.
Uh-huh.
You want to date, you know, a girl that other guys might lust after. But then guys get so jealous when other guys check out the girl and hit on them. So you're going to do it through song. How do you advise other guys to deal with it if they have a super hot girlfriend?
Listen to the song.
That's right.
No, I think the way that I'd advise it is, you know, see what it really is, if it's in your head or if it's real. You know, at the end of the day, if you and your girl have, like, a stable, healthy relationship, then you got nothing to worry about. It's in your head, and just roll with it. It's a compliment if someone looks at your girl.
Well, this is kind of a new side of you, Nick. I mean, you're about to turn 22.
Yeah.
And this is really, you're opening up. The fact that you're even talking about having a girlfriend is kind of different. You used to be extremely private about your private life. Why are you, you know, being so forthcoming about it now? Is it just, you know, you're more mature, you're able to handle the media a little bit better?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, just being real, laying it all on the table. Part of the thing about being in I won't say a boy band, but a group of young men in a band is there's a big female audience.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the idea of alienating that audience if you have a girlfriend was kind of in our heads, you know, living in that sort of fear. But at a certain point, it's like, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters. And you know, I'm happy in my relationship and comfortable enough in my own skin now in my life as a man to talk about it and be cool.
Sounds very liberating.
Yeah.
And also being alone, I mean, that's got to be a liberating feeling, too, because it's really all up to you. You can't consult your brothers. You can't depend on them. And it's all on you at this point.
Yeah, I was talking to someone about that last night. I was basically just saying, you know, it's interesting because I did a side project a couple of years ago where, you know, I was more on my own, but I was still around all the people that worked with my brothers and I. And to some degree, I still am with a few, but it's a lot of new faces now. And, you know, I got a new home at Island Records that I love and love working with their team. And so it is a bit of a different day and sort of requires me being on that level, you know, all the time, just being able to handle it on myself. But I actually love it. And I'm actually feeling, like you said, really liberated and free and just having a really good time. Having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We're chatting with Nick Jonas, who has his new song, Jealous, out. You can buy it on iTunes. Are family members starting to bug you about marriage and stuff yet, Nick, because you've been with your girl so long?
No, not yet.
He's young.
I went and hung with Kevin and Danny and the baby a little while ago, and that was cool. You know, really nice to get to see Alina. She's the sweetest, and definitely loved hanging with her. And then I was like, all right, cool. Now back to you.
Yeah, okay. Now I can go away.
Nick,
I've got a bit of a timeline in place, and it's, I think, a couple years down the road. For
perfect.
Right now, I'm just enjoying being a young guy, doing what I love.
Do you change diapers, though, Nick?
I did not. I did not change any diapers.
Good for you.
You got
plenty
of duty.
First time. He's like, next time you come, you change.
So Nick Jonas, what are you doing on your 22nd birthday besides, you know, obviously your music video is coming out, but what are you actually doing on that day?
Yeah, where are we meeting up at?
Well, I had a pretty wild and out 21st birthday
in
Vegas.
We can imagine.
Yeah.
It was pretty wild.
Oh, I saw the pictures,
Yeah, I'm probably gonna be a little bit more chill this year. We're doing something really cool here in New York in the South Street Seaport to launch the video. So that'll be cool. And then after that, I think I'm just gonna go out with some friends here in New York, see this new like dinner theater show. It's supposed to be pretty incredible. And they said they were going to host us and free drinks. So I was like, all right.
Man, why not?
So that's all I got to do. I just said Jonas Brothers drink free. You come to my bar for that, dude.
So listen, now you said you were filming that movie, I mean the TV show, you were working out and got your testosterone pumped up. But I seem to remember a few months ago you were in a movie.
Or filming.
Yeah. Filming a movie. What was the name of that movie? Because I'm drawing a blank right now, Nick. I'm sorry. I mean, yeah,
no,
Nick.
No, it's all good. It's called Careful What You Wish For. And that is looking to come out next year.
Okay.
So we got, you know, the record in November, TV show comes out in October, and then this movie, Careful What You Wish For, probably beginning of the year next year.
Because you were really, I mean, you were not the Nick. You were little Nicky Jonas. You were pulling yourself up out of the lake or something. I remember your shirt was off and you were wet, and I was,
yeah.
Whoa. Well,
hot.
What?
I was hot. You were looking good, Nick.
Thank you. I was trying. Yeah, it's fun. You know, the physical fitness stuff is cool. It's. I had a really interesting night the other night when the single came out. I went out to celebrate with some of my gay fans here in the city.
You have a few?
And somehow they got me to, like, take my shirt off for a second. And
it happens.
It was a very, very hilarious experience.
It happens. If we look at JC long enough, he'll take off his shirt.
Yeah, Nick. Kelly won't say this, but will you just take a selfie and put it on Instagram and put for Kelly Raspberry?
Yeah, that's what I was hoping
She's really wishing for that. Can you do that, please?
Just write it.
There's already too many out
that's
there.
That's right. Just write
like,
a song for me.
This a little bit.
I've never had a guy write a song for me, jealous otherwise. So just, you know, use me for inspiration.
Got it.
I give you permission.
All right, well, Nick's single, Jealous, is out on iTunes right now. Album's going to come out November 11th, and the music video September 16th, which is his birthday. So make sure you send him a nice little happy birthday on Twitter. Nick,
happy birthday,
Jealous.
Nick Jonas.
Thank you so much for joining us, buddy.
Talk to you guys soon.
Thank you, Nick.
See you, buddy.
Love you, Nick.
You too. Peace.
All right.
Peace.
Bye.
Oh, you got
a peace. Had to man it up there at
he
the end.
He said you too.
Yeah, you too. Peace.
That's my new thing. I'm going to say I love you to everybody. I'm spreading the love.
Spread love,
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Nick, are you still there? Are you still loving? Still loving?
No, he loved you and left.
Yep. Yeah. He's putting his shirt back on, JC. Sorry.
Loved you right then.
How do you feel about that? Good connection? You think he remembered us?
I feel good, but I'm committed right now to Pierce Brown, so.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Pierce on the other line, he's
so
jealous.
You're mentally monogamous with your dude crushes.
With my bros.
Pierce has done a number on
Bromance.
You.
Yeah. Are you there, Nick?
No, he's gone.
Yeah, okay.
Gone.
Never mind.
Gone.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.